We have a hipster white guy interviewing Bill Cosby.
Well, you see, I put the pill in her drink.
You see, you put the roofie in the Jell-O pudding.
You see, I like pudding. Putting my dick where it doesn't belong. You see. You see.
I shouldn't be laughing as hard at that, but I am.
You see.
See, it must be the show that does it to me. Hang on. It's got to be the show. Dude, I haven't had a gasser like that in months. It won't stink, I promise.
Well, I don't know that I'm willing to take that bet. See.
Very, very light and fluffy. You know what? Like pudding in a cloud.
Putting my dick where it don't belong.
Putting my ass in jail.
Putting my ass in prison. I love pudding. It's the cause.
Putting roofies in people's drinks.
I love pudding. Putting pills in women's drinks. Putting my old ass in prison. You see, I love pudding. Oh, shit. Putting roofies in your drink. Quaaludes. Like, he's just fucking...
No, I could see the cause of you calling it. He'd refer to it full term. Rufalin.
You see, Rufalin is pudding.
Well, Rufalin flavored pudding, perhaps.
You see.
And Rufalin flavored jello.
You take this drink and I'll put this rag over your face. Oh, the cause is back.
Oh, shit. You know, that's probably why I just don't really care to follow pop culture and get wrapped up in these fucking idiots. Because every one of them's... People start idolizing these people. And look, it's America's father. Bill Cosby's great. America's father. No, he's not. He's a piece of shit.
Oh, you see? I love pudding. Putting pills in people's drinks. Of putting my dick where it don't belong. You see, I like it better when they're unconscious.
Shit.
Where's that little fat boy? I want to push his tits together. Where's Peter when I need him? Jesus Christ. Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby has been in prison for more than 9 months. In January, he was moved from a cell near the infirmary to a general population cell. General
population. Gen pop.
And now his rep reveals he's giving lectures to his fellow inmates.
On the subject matter? What is it?
Let's see. Cosby's rep spoke to TMZ.
Oh, an impeccable source.
Has been giving as many as 4 lectures a week for the last 3 months at Pennsylvania State Correctional Institute, Phoenix.
Oh, he's at Penn State.
In Collegeville, okay. Pennsylvania. 3,830 bed facility that houses some of the state's most violent offenders, and
the cause.
Quote, these are the types of men he has wanted to get his message across to for years.
Oh, so he now, roofied all these people years ago just so that he could get into prison. And what a bunch.
And now he has a totally captive audience.
I'm sure he does.
End quote. Andrew Wyatt told TMZ.
Oh, you see? Oh, zip, zop, zoom, zop. You gotta break the pill open into her glass when she's not looking.
Yeah? Is that what you're teaching them? Is that what you're lecturing on?
Sometimes you gotta take the pussy by force. You see? I don't call it the date rape drug for nothing.
No?
No! You can really fuck them. You gotta carry him out of the bar over your shoulder like a fucking fireman.
Like a fucking sack of potatoes, huh?
But you can totally fuck him. Don't come in him either.
Thanks, Bill. Holy shit.
Always good to see the cause.
He is. You break the pill open in their glass when they're not looking. The former Cosby Show star is filling his speeches with parenting and life advice.
Oh, my God.
You're not going to be able to get Quaaludes like I did. Oh, stick to Rohypnol.
To what?
Rohypnol, you ignorant motherfucker.
Hey, easy, Bill. You're America's dad. Don't talk to me that way. How disappointed I am in you, Bill.
He's also America's rapist.
Yeah, exactly.
Him and Thomas Jefferson. Lifestyle and parenting advice from the guy in jail for raping women. 100 prisoners will gather to hear what he has to say, Wyatt added. His lectures also include tips on how to do well in interviews.
Okay.
As they seek work after being incarcerated, and tips for staying sober if substance abuse has been their issue. Well, it's okay for you to be sober, but she needs to be drunk out of her fucking mind.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, you're not going to be able to get that pussy on your guile and wit. You're not going to be able to talk
your
her into
guile and wit.
You're gonna have to drug the shit out of her, you con motherfuckers!
Why don't you just hit him over the head with a brick, Bill?
Is this fucking 1 million BC, motherfucker?
I mean, fuck. You gotta buy the drugs, you gotta buy the drinks. Bricks are free, man.
I didn't say it wasn't a process. I just said sometimes you gotta take that pussy.
By any means, right, Bill?
Don't take the pussy in a job interview. You won't get paid then.
Well, that was terrific. Thanks, Bill. 100 prisoners turned up for that. Cosby's message in his lectures, which are laced with comedy. Well, they're laced with
something.
Yes. They're laced, all right.
Laced with comedy and fentanyl.
Yes, and fentanyl.
I want the shit to kill Michael Jackson.
Let's see. Is that the inmates need to, as TMZ put it, quote, lead by example for their kids.
Yeah?
Yeah. And stay out of prison in the future, end quote.
The future.
That's the future.
Michigan man convicted of poisoning his wife by spiking her coffee.
So far, not seeing a problem. Not seeing a problem so far. Nope.
Has been sentenced to 60 days in jail to be served on weekends.
Yes, I saw this over the weekend.
Jesus Christ.
And I said to the wife, I said, fucking 60 days on the weekends. Fuck, I could do that standing on my head.
Yep.
Now you know. I did not get a good look on that one.
Now you know what it costs to take care of your wife.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey.
There's a guy staring at us. We're waving at him, and he's waving back. If we get any more people standing and come up to this fucking door, I'm going to go out there and start cracking some heads. Can you keep the fucking mongrels at bay? Thanks. Jesus Christ.
I think that guy was touched.
Yeah, well, he's about to be fucking touched with my foot and fist. Fucking asshole. Fuck yourself.
So 60 days. Not...
Fuck yourself right now at the present moment. 60 days.
60 days.
To be served only on weekends.
Only on weekends.
For attempting to kill his ex-wife.
Oh, he didn't succeed.
No, he poisoned her coffee, and she put up a video camera and caught him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, there's got to be a... You gotta finish the job. That's probably gonna get you a little more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blowski was caught.
What the fuck did you call me?
Brian Keselowski was caught after his wife set up hidden cameras. She filed for divorce 2 months earlier and said she felt sick every time she drank coffee he made for her.
Quit fucking drinking it, you moron coos.
Shit.
The fuck's the matter with you?
Well, maybe today it'll be better.
Maybe today.
Let's see. I served him papers a week ago, and the coffee's. That's funny. Jim doesn't ask for a second cup at home.
Ask for a cup of, second cup of poison at home. That's a reference
I watched
as
that
old
too
as time.
This weekend.
Did you do?
Yeah,
oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
Airplane.
Yep.
I take my coffee like I take my men. Black. That's what my girlfriend
Cream.
Says.
No. I take it
I
black.
I take it black.
Like
my
men. The fucking look on that kid's face is the best.
Yeah. That's what my girlfriend says.
Yeah.
Anywho.
He apologized for putting sleeping pills in the coffee and the judge
says... Oh, you see? He's a rookie. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, shit. What is happening, Bill?
I'm getting tired of being shown up by these rookie.
No shit, Bill. You did this and got... Oh, you... Almost got away with it, man. You almost made it out.
I fucked dozens of women. All you gotta do is be a little smoother putting the drugs into their drinks.
Just slip it into the pudding, did you, Bill?
Well, that's one way of
putting it. It was after I drugged them.
That's what the kids were calling it. That was all hairy pussy, too. I haven't seen a shaved beaver since I saw the Naked Gun that time.
Oh,
it was a
shit.
This guy's a rookie. He's making me look bad. He used to go to poisoning school. I wonder if the Kaz is running fucking poisoning classes in his fucking jailhouse sermons we fucking heard about.
Jesus.
Rookie motherfucker! Yeah, well. Oh, Jesus Christ. To me, learning is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Oh. Me jumping, please singing the trumpet. A little bit of Monica. Oh, God. A little bit of Erica by my side.
A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of... What a piece of fucking shit this is.
It's a garbage. What a fucking garbage song. Mary. Here I am. A little
bit of you makes me. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a fucking piece of shit.
It really is.
Garbage.
But was the springboard for Lou Bega and his monstrous music career. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. I hope you saved that Mambo number 5 money. Oh, what a fucking piece of shit.
Put your hands in the air, motherfucker.
I said put your hands in the fucking air. Oh, what a fucking...
What a...
This song being a hit is as fucking a mystery to me as like fucking Macarena was.
Yeah.
That is a fucking stone cold mystery to me.
You know what though? Here's the thing, man. This guy's just he's just a singer, man, singing it. Somebody had to pen this piece of fucking shit and go, oh, I think I got a hit here. They should be put in front of a fucking firing squad.
Oh. Oh, Excuse me.
Oh, pardon.
Pardon.
Trumpet. The trumpet. And the trumpet.
Mumbo number five. I hope they find pieces of Lou Bega in a trumpet case. Fucking piece of shit song. He's probably like a really nice guy.
Well, I'm sure he's fine.
We're just fucking killing him for no reason.
Yep.
Well, Lou, you made a bad song, so and you made a boatload of money for about 18 minutes to go fucking.
And nobody gets a pass.
No, that's right. No one gets a pass. Episode title, in minute.
No one gets a
81.
Pass.
81. Oh. Wait a minute. That turned rapey there. That
a little bit.
You can't run, but you can. It's a little rapey for me. A
little bit of Quaalude in the drink.
That's a little bit of rape in your future. That's rape number five. Oh, yeah. I love
that
song.
Oh, shit, that's it. Oh.
I love that song. Quaalude number five. By Lou Cosby. Oh, see, it's the rape that makes it funny. Oh, Bill, it's not, though.
No,
it's not.
Bill, it's really not.
I beg to differ. You know, when they ask me why I do it,
yeah,
I say it's for jokes like rape number five. That's why I do it.
Yeah.
I wonder if people know that these are characters we're doing.
I doubt it. Yeah.
I wonder if people know.
Yeah, you be sure and ask them that when they're pouring the gasoline on your on your fucking foundation.
Oh, fuck. No, but in all seriousness, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, if you're old, like I'm a stone's throw from 48, okay? And if you're old, and 18's not young enough for you? 18 is super young. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta go, no, I gotta go 16. Yeah. No, do you? Because I... 18 still doesn't know what it's doing. You know? Except it's not illegal when you fucking trick them into fucking you. You know, it's just fucking 18-year-old.
You don't even need to waste the candy bar.
No.
Just take it. That's all you gotta do.
Ah, see, that was my philosophy.
Just take it, said the cause.
Oh, you see. Zipper is up.
You know, I'm sure that we probably talked about this when the cause.
Sometimes you gotta take the pussy by force. Oh, see. Oh, yeah. Clip, clop, clippity glop. Ah, the pussy shop. Oh, oh yeah, the Quaaludes. Oh, they're rare and expensive. Oh, oh, you see, it's a scandal. Oh, god damn. Whew. Fucking hot.
Thank you, Bill.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, well.
I'm happy to be anywhere where I'm not getting fucked in the ass. All right, very good. Thanks for dropping by, Bill. It's the cause, ladies and gentlemen.
It's girls out there who have let men eat haunted pussies.
So fucking funny.
A haunted pussy.
Pussy.
Is a pussy where she had an abortion less than a month ago and let him eat the pussy knowing that it is cemetery juice dripping out her pussy. Haunted
Don't ask me why I all of a sudden associated this with that, but I will never be able to listen to the song Cemetery Gates again the same way. Every time I hear cemetery, I'm going to think of fucking cemetery juice.
Cemetery juice dripping out her pussy. Haunted pussies are a problem in this country. A lot of guys have been digesting haunted pussy droppings. And I don't think that's fair. You did,
he
that
almost sounded like
and...
Bill Cosby there for a half a second.
Oh,
like
you see?
You ever get any haunted pussy there, Bill?
Oh, So.
No, I'm sorry. Bill just got hijacked, pussy.
The thought I'm having right now is I've been awake for 13 hours.
Yes.
And what I'm wondering is if I'm up to the task of the jokes I think I have to tell to make this. Like, I don't know.
Well, you'll never know until that fucking cowbell rings, so.
I guess we just got to find out, right? I don't know if I'm up to it. That's like tearing down the fourth wall a little bit, but I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure if I'm up to the task of the cause tackling haunted pussy droppings right now. We could try it. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. You see? Ah, it's a lot of guys are digested. Haunted Quaalude droppings.
Haunted Quaalude droppings?
Oh, yeah. They're rare and expensive. Oh, you pulled them out the tackle box. I see it's all pink on the inside. I think it's more fun if she puts up a bit of a struggle, frankly. Oh, yeah. Zip, zop, zip, and a zop. I was going to stop at the Quaalude shop.
Did you ever hide Quaaludes and Jell-O pudding there, Bill?
I'm sorry, the song's over. I can't tell any more jokes.
Well, it was nice having you, Cuz.
You know the rules, motherfucker.
Got to go back to your cell now,
dude. Oh, yeah. I only get to see 1 hour a daylight a day.
Oh, shit.
Quaaludes. It's a very fucking old man thing to do, you know?
Quaaludes and angel dust. What? Barbiturates. What?
What? Whippets.
Whippets.
What?
PCP.
PCP, what are you, Rodney King? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe the Cos refused to answer your question. That was kind of rude. What the hell is that all about?
Who, Cos?
Yeah, the Cos.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough. Oh, you know what? Let's save that. You know what? All right, yeah, let's go to this one. Bill Cosby.
Oh, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, you see?
Bill Cosby, you see? It's a plane overhead. Apparently the Luftwaffe is fucking strafing the neighborhood.
Strafing the rail yard down the road
Jesus
there.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, if only we'd have strafed a couple of fucking rail yards during that war, we could have saved some Jews. Fucking Roosevelt. Nah, fuck
no, 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 no. You guys right. Just stay away from the rail cars.
Yeah.
That's just important medical shit going to the German people.
Roosevelt was just white enough to be like, hey, you know, I don't think it's an issue, really. Yeah, you know.
There's nothing in those rail cars.
Bill Cosby allegedly got so mad when Lisa Bonet told him she was pregnant, he kicked her off the Cosby Show spinoff A Different World. Bonet's ex-husband Lenny Kravitz writes in his newly released memoir, Let Love Rule, that the blow-up... you know what? Let's let pussy rule for a while.
There's that episode of The Simpsons, the rock and roll camp.
Oh, yeah.
Episode when there's Brian Setzer.
Yeah.
And, the dude that always wore the hat. God damn it. And, you know, Mick Jagger and Tom Petty. But one of them tells fucking Lenny Kravitz, why don't you go stuff a crotch, Lenny? Because they teased him once before about fucking stuffing his crotch.
There is a picture of Lenny Kravitz out right now with an 8-pack or something. Like, he is super fucking shredded, this guy.
How old's Lenny Kravitz?
He's getting up there, too.
What do you think, 45?
Oh, he's older than us, I bet.
No. Well, you know what he might be? Jesus Christ.
Did you find that picture?
No. He's 56.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Wow. Didn't realize that.
Yeah, dude. Huh. Find that picture of him cut that fucking just came out. Like, he is shredded, dude. He's got like an 8-pack. He looks great. He says that the blow-up happened when Bonet told the now-disgraced comic that she was pregnant after the first season of A Different World in 88. According to Kravitz, Cosby immediately knew what was going on when Bonet and the show's producer called a meeting with him. You're here to tell me you're pregnant, are you?
Listen, here's a special cocktail I made for you. You just drink it up and everything's going to be okay.
Don't pay any attention to these wire hangers I got around. You're not fucking up my meal ticket, bitch.
You can't fuck it up because someday somebody's going to find out about all these Quaaludes and roofies.
You see, people in America don't like pregnant pussy on their television.
Black pregnant pussy on their television.
Do you even know who the dad is? See, it's 1988 and you're black. Get it? Yeah, you see, no one likes to see a black pregnant woman. They're gross. All pregnant women are fucking gross. Shit. They are gross.
It doesn't matter what color you
are. No, that's fucking absolutely true. I have never looked at a pregnant woman and went, you know what? That looks really good to me. It's a fucking conversation I've never had.